From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Proper nutrition for disease-damaged citrus trees is critical to maintaining productivity, so if you're interested in learning more about citrus nutrition and strategies, mark October 26th on your calendar. MorningAgClips.com reports that's when growers can attend Citrus Nutrition Day at the University of Florida Citrus Research and Education Center in Lake Alfred. The half-day program begins at 8:30 a.m. and runs through lunch. A new survey shows participation levels and interest in the carbon markets from ag retailers, a top source of farmer information, are not ideal. According to AgriMarketing.com, the study by Axiom Marketing found 70% of retailers don't understand how to verify carbon to participate in the carbon markets. 50% say they're unsure if they'll participate, with just 8% saying the current incentive levels are enough to gain grower interest. The first carbon offsets were paid to farmers this year. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says China's adherence to its commitment to buy mammoth quantities of U.S. farm exports will be a test of their place in global relations. Agriculture.com reports while China has helped commodity prices with its purchases, it is not on track to meet the goal of importing $43.6 billion worth of U.S. food, ag, and seafood products by the end of December. Through July, China has imported just over half at $23.2 billion. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.